Friends, we're coming to a time in our gathering where we're going to have something special happen to two people. This is something that Julianne has been considering for quite some time, and she's going to tell her story in just a moment. And something that William has been considering for a little while, but has been an important step that he has wanted to take. And we just ask Julianne, if you'd like, just in a few moments just to come. I just want to read something out of the Word of God that will help us see why we do this. And there are many places we could go. We could look at the beginnings of three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark and Luke, and we could see that Jesus himself was baptized. We could look in Acts chapter 2 and see there that when the gospel was preached and the church was born after Jesus ascended and after the Spirit was poured out, we see that all that believed were baptized. And we see in Romans chapter 6 where it talks about, you know, since we have been baptized, been placed in Christ, there's now new life that is ours. And so baptism is an important part of the journey. It's a step of obedience. We're told to believe and be baptized. And so that's a step that both Julianne and William want to take. But I just want to read that Jesus actually told us to do this. It says in the very last words that Matthew records in the gospel there of Jesus, it says, then the 11 disciples, they went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. This is Matthew 28, verse 16, now 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. They were overawed by his greatness. But some doubted, a little bit like us. And then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. So baptism is part of what we're called to do. Baptizing is what we're called to do, just as we are called to go and show people what it is to know and follow Jesus, and just as we are called to be continuing to do that and teaching people to obey everything that that Jesus has commanded us. So it's not just those who are being baptized that this speaks to, it speaks to us. And then Jesus says something amazing, something wonderful as well, and says, and surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Part of the motivation from talking with William, his desire to be baptized was because he was concerned about what's happening in the world about him. Good reason to be concerned. Lines up a lot with what the Bible has been saying, what God has been saying for a long time, the events that are unfolding. William saw it absolutely vital for him and for his family, for him to be right with the Lord. And I had the privilege of sitting with you, William, down in the park bench there, opposite the Meyer Street lights, where you ask Christ to come in and be your Saviour and your Lord. So we don't have to wait for 10 weeks or 10 months or however long before someone's baptized. We see good example in the Scripture of believing and being baptized. And so that's what we do. We're committed to continue this journey with you, William. And trust you're committed to continuing this journey with us. So, Julianne, you've come and you're prepared to tell part of your story, and we'll be blessed to hear your testimony.
That's a big step. Thank you. Hello, my brothers and sisters. God love every one of you. Little Gypsy asked if she could bring her mummy up, so could Gypsy bring her mummy up here, please? With a towel for Auntie Juju. here, please, madam. Thank you. Rosie, stay. Thank you. Shaky, shaky. Every morning, I turn the news on. I don't know why. But I just do, as I'm not really a watcher of TV. I'm more of a Netflix watcher of documentary and children's movies. Ask me anything about children's movies, I know them all, and the words. Maybe it's a retreat back to a happy childhood time in my life where I can escape adult responsibility for a while. Hence, I live for children's story time in church. Anyway, every day there are atrocities in the world, and I thank the Lord for looking after me and my family. And then I stop and think about what am I going to say at my baptism? What about the atrocities that have happened to me? How do I compare those to what's going on around the world in Australia? I prayed. And believe me, I tried to understand why I have the right to ask for forgiveness and asking the Lord to please guide me and help me in my understanding why I deserve to be saved. Why do I deserve to stand up here and talk about my atrocities when they're nothing, absolutely nothing, compared to the 20 billion other people in the world? So what's so special about me? The answer? Jesus loves me. He loves me. But how did I get to this point? I can assure you I didn't take the easy road. I never do. There are four kinds of abuse. And if you don't know what they are, I welcome you to come and ask me afterwards. That's fine. I will explain them to you. So I'm 63, and the past 46 years, I've experienced them all. Okay? I have also taken the easy road to destruction so many times as it was appealing to me, like candy to a child. Satan has a way to make the wrong thing irresistible. The torture and the abuses I experienced has resulted in my suffering from bipolar, depression and anxiety. Again, anyone who would like to know more about these illnesses, please feel free to come and ask me. Education is key. I reflect back to the Bible and my friend Gail, who quotes scriptures from the Bible and explains the meaning of many scriptures to me. She's my rock. Boy, does she put up with a lot with me. I listen and I think and I dream. And I think I finally come to the conclusion, hoping it's the correct outlook on Christianity and baptism. I look and the Lord is saying to me, there are atrocities all around, Julianne, but I have placed you on this earth for a purpose. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. I cannot solve everyone's problems or even my own problems without the Lord. I do deserve to be happy. Who knew? I do deserve to be worthy. I am beautiful and I deserve to be loved and respected. To be treated with respect. Who knew? For the first time in 63 years, I can finally say that I love myself. Thank you. Box would have been better. Sorry. Excuse me. Where was I? Yeah, okay.
Jesus just loved me.
Thank you. So I can finally say that I love myself because Jesus first loved me. 1 John chapter 4:19. And believe in Christ. Jumped. So I am standing here today announcing that I have put my love, faith, support and belief in Jesus Christ. The journey to this point has been in the making 46 years, as I've said. 2 years ago, living on the Gold Coast in yet another failed relationship, my children came to me and came around and helped me leave in a hurry. We packed what we could in my little Hyundai i30 and the kids put the rest into a storage for me. They asked me where would I like to go. I lived in Tasmania for 15 years and I loved it. And on our way up from Queensland, we stayed in Lakes Entrance for 2 years and I also loved that. And they said, no, we'd rather you stay on the mainland, Ma. So I didn't know anyone there, here. Straight away, they wanted me to stay, so it was easier. So I hopped into the car and I started to drive. Finally got to Swan Reach Holiday Park and stayed a few months whilst looking for somewhere to live and work from. Don't worry, only one more page. One day, a lady called out to me and asked if I was a dog groomer new in the area. I said yes. She showed me her beautiful baby, Chippy, and also introduced another lady with her baby, which are dogs, by the way, to call them babies, needing a groom. She'll be back in 3 days and work out a time then. I said goodbye and God bless. My first meeting with Gail. She then asked if I was a Christian. I said yes. She then asked what church. I said, oh, I replied Anglican. I went to Anglican in Queensland when I was allowed, which was very rare. She told me she attends the Baptist church and it's wonderful and if I'd like to attend sometime. I thanked her and that was it. 2 days later, where is this other lovely lady? Can't see her today. I was shopping, yes, at K-Hub when I had a bad, very bad anxiety attack outside Baker's Delight. The lady in Baker's Delight came running out to me and helped me until I got over it. Then I proceeded to go into Woolworths and a lady who must have seen me shaken up asked if I was all right and if I'd like her to get the items for me whilst I sat down. I think you've got beautiful people in the world.
I thanked her.
Where about are we? Yeah. Sorry? Yeah. I thanked her. Yeah. I was right. I thanked her and said, God bless. Do we know what's coming up next? I see a few were smiling. You know what happened next. Oh, you're a Christian. Yes. Which church? Anglican. I go to the Baptist church. You should come along sometime. It's wonderful. That's the first time I met Julie. So that did it. I looked up at the ceiling in Woolworths and I said, okay, God, I get the message. And the rest is history. I feel saved because Jesus died for me. I feel safe. And I experience his forgiveness and his faithful care. So I would like to finish with a verse that means a lot to me. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet our heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? We have many responsibilities that cause fear, depression, and anxiety. We grow anxious over our job, financial security, or the roof over our head. We also continually worry about the future of our children or the strength of our family bond. We are frightened by the physical ailments and spiritual conflicts Satan places in our path. Jesus lovingly reminds us that God cares for the little birds in the air. If his love is so powerful enough to provide for them, imagine the power of the love he has for us. Thank you, everyone, and God bless. Thank you. Oh, I don't have windscreen wipers on these, so I better take them off.
Can you see without them?
Hey, oh, I don't. Yeah.
Okay, just lift your foot.
If you'd like to walk all the way down this end, continue to face this direction. Julianne, you've confessed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you've declared that you've accepted his forgiveness for your sins and your desire to know him and follow him. And so on the confession of your faith in him, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Praise Jesus. Yeah. Thank you.
If you'd like to come and stand up here. William, would you like to come forward, brother? Barry, if you'd like to come. Sonny, if you want to come and stand with your dad, that would be great. Yeah. Or the mat over there is fine. The mat over there is good. You want to say a few words? Yep.
Thank you all for having me today. I do feel blessed. My speech is not prepared. It's more off the cuff, and you'll have to forgive me or bear with me, whichever. Over the last couple of years, I've found myself in very scary places, and I believe through no fault of my own. And I came out of those situations just thinking to myself, the Lord's not done with me yet. I'm a child of God, and the Lord watches over me. And for that reason alone, I thought, I find myself at this junction today, and I'm so blessed. I feel so happy, not only for myself, but for my son, my grandson, and my wife, and my two daughters. And while I still have breath in me, as long as I have faith in the Lord and the Lord has faith in me, I'll continue to do everything I can. Thank you.
Amen.
Yep. Yeah, William, you on a park bench, a couple of weeks ago asked Christ into your life, and you have asked him to be your Saviour and your Lord. And so because you've known his peace in your life and you've confessed him as your Saviour and Lord, I now baptise you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Glad to continue the journey, brother. Yeah. Let's pray. Now, Father, I want to say thank you for this brother and this sister, and I want to thank you, Lord, that it's nothing that they have done that has caused them to deserve your love and your grace and your mercy, but it's because, Lord, you have reached out to them. And you have brought conviction and you've brought understanding and you've brought revelation of what Jesus has done. We thank you, Lord, for, Lord, the way your love has reached out to Julianne, Lord, through your people. And, Lord, the truth of your word that she has taken hold of in putting her faith, her trust in you. Thank you, too, for William and, Lord, your hand upon him. And Lord, for reaching into the times where fear and dread and deepest concern has gripped his life. Thank you, Lord, that he too has taken that step of trusting what you have done for him. And Lord, it's not through us, it's through Christ in us. And so we say thank you, Lord, for for your great gift of grace. And the wonderful thing that, Lord, we are never alone, but, Lord, your Spirit lives within. And we pray that the power of your Spirit would rest upon William and the power of your Spirit would rest upon Julianne and be at work in their lives, Lord, to grow them in the knowledge and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and their lives would reflect your loveliness, they would be vessels and people of peace, and that you would use them for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.